This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Yo, Mark, it's Ed, your favorite buyer. That dadgum seller's got to be kidding me. He takes $20,000 off $1 million price when he's at least $250,000 over what's sold lately. What in the heck is he thinking? Let's lower my offer by the same and see how that grabs his goober. He must have thought I was green behind the ears, or maybe he just believes in fairy tales.
That was not Richard doing an impression. That was an actual buyer I was working with. And there was an actual offer written, and the seller didn't respond. And I have it here in the pile of notes somewhere of what happened, the history of that property, when we wrote the offer, and then 2 years later, when it finally sold, the market was down, and it finally sold pretty much for what he offered. And I don't know what happened to that buyer. He kind of disappeared. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest, Pacific Legal Foundation attorney Charles Yates. I don't know if he's the poet or related to, is that Keats?
No, Yates.
He is going, it is Yates?
It
the is poet Yates. Is Yates?
Yes.
Well, who the hell is Keats? He's representing a couple, a man's in a wheelchair, and they wanted to rebuild their home, and the Environmental Protection Agency is saying, yet. So he'll come on in the second segment. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. And year to date, we'll do in the first segment, kind of stumbled last week. I'll explain that in a moment. I did touch base with former UCSB Economic Forecast Director Bill Watkins, who then went to Cal Lutheran to run their forecast department, and then he bought an acre by the river out in Tennessee. And he's come on a couple of times over the last 5 years ago, and he's right now, he said he was in Oklahoma photographing bison, prairie dogs, and longhorn cattle. Not really staying on top of economic world, except he heard there was a war in Europe. So he's on a trip, New Mexico and Oklahoma. That's the way to retire. That's the way. Or go to a dude ranch. Jeff in Redlands went to a dude ranch in Arizona for 3 days. No phones, no wire, Wi-Fi, no TV, and no locks on the door. How's that for roughing it? Okay. Well, I got an email from a listener. She's heard me talk about Plaza Deli and La Cumbre Plaza. She wants them to change the name of La Cumbre Plaza to La Cumbre Plaza Deli? La Cumbre? No. Deli Plaza. I don't remember what she wants to do, but I wouldn't count on it happening. She brought the owner a big bouquet of balloons for some reason. And that's Larry, the owner. He's out there at Plaza Deli, next to where Sears used to be, where we're opening up the store that sells resells furniture, Driving Miss Daisy, and then someone else moved in upstairs too. So they're going to be there for at least 7 years, which is when maybe the owners will finally be able to get approvals to build apartments there, is the potential. Potential there. So we have, okay, so last week, I can't even explain it, but last week I did year to date for some things. And then when I went to look at this week, I realized that last week I grabbed the wrong week. I grabbed this week's from last week's. It's so complicated to explain. So what I'm going to do is just quickly do percentages compared to last year for a few different categories. And this time I got it correct. So this is actually from last week. If we look at single family, let's hope this, we had 20.6% fewer number of sales, 30% higher median price through February 25th, eighth week of the year, 2022, 20.6% fewer number of sales, 30% higher median price. Condos, number of sales down 20%, almost the same. Median price up 40%, even higher. Montecito number of sales down 19%. And the median price up 18%. So that's through last week. Condo, single family, Montecito only. This week, number of sales down 19%. Wow, last week it was 20.6%. Well, that's because we had 30 sales this one week, and we're still low enough where a big week like that can have an impact. So year to date through March 4th, 2022, week 9, number of sales down 19%, median price up 26%. Combining Montecito and Hope Ranch, number of sales down 32%. Now, that compares to 19% for overall, so that's a big chunk. The median price, however, is up 31% in Montecito and Hope Ranch. That's compared to 26% overall. And then taking out Montecito and Hope Ranch, guess what? The number of sales are only down 14%. And yet the median price is still up 25%. So yes, when I give from Carpinteria to Goleta stats, Montecito and Hope Ranch do skewer it. So that's why it's good to look at it periodically without. So without Montecito and Hope Ranch through week 9, March 4th, 2022, number of sales down only 14%. And the median price up 25%. 25%. And do I have the year-to-date median price for this year? For this week? I do somewhere. Got too many numbers here. I think it's 2.4 million. 2.4 million. Last year's year-to-date price was 1.9 million. And we ended up last year at 1,962,000. And here, first 9 weeks, 2.4 million median price. It just seems impossible that we will end up this year higher than that. I just keep thinking it's got to subside a little bit. Okay, year to date. Year to date. Any questions? A while back, I was in my office and I walked in to grab a copy from the copier. So it was kind of a long walk from where my office and desk is to the copier. And I start to walk away, and there was some gal I know. I said hello to her, and I forgot to fill my water bottle. So I walk back into the kitchen area off the copiers. And I said to this young woman, I said, "You know, you distracted me." And she tossed her hair back in a flippant kind of way and says, "I have that effect on men." I reported her to Human Resources. So we'll see if we can get her evicted from the... what is that? Reverse discrimination? Speaking of which, watch the first two episodes of Law & Order, the reboot from the original series. They're bringing that back. They were a year away from surpassing Gunsmoke as the longest-running series on television ever. So they brought it back, and the first episode was about a Bill Cosby character who was murdered, and the woman who shot him was a victim. And then the next week was some horrible, now confusing it with SVU, but it was another kind of politically. So I think they might be changing the name of the program to Law and Woke. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with my guest, Pacific Legal Foundation attorney and poet, Charles Yates.